A reading from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus summoned the 12 and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He said to them, "Take nothing for the journey, neither walking stick nor sack, nor food nor money, and let no one take a second tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. And as for those who do not welcome you, when you leave that town, shake the dust from your feet in testimony against them." Then they set out and went from village to village, proclaiming the good news and curing diseases everywhere. The Gospel of the Lord. In the chapter before this one, we see Jesus moving about, mixing with the crowds, allowing women to blend in with the others, preaching with parables, healing, and giving new life to women, children, and outcasts. Surely Jesus felt overwhelmed with all this activity at times. Perhaps why this chapter of Luke begins with a meeting whereby the apostles were given their assignments. First of all, he gave them power. Power has been defined as political ascendancy or delegated authority. Here is this outside-the-box teacher who is not afraid to challenge the law, who touches lepers, who associates with women. Now he is authorizing his closest friends to pick up on some of these same behaviors. Wow, our Jesus is brave. Secondly, he charges them with proclaiming the kingdom of God. Proclaiming the kingdom implies that they would understand the depths of Jesus' teaching, that they would be willing to change any inappropriate behaviors that would impede an authentic preaching, healing, relating, and loving. They were indeed the chosen, the brave, and they were on their way. Do you remember your first job? Perhaps you were just a 16-year-old. Maybe the boss said, "You will answer the phone and you will sort and deliver this mail to the different departments." This sounds simple, but I'll bet there were challenges to both of those little assignments, hidden subtasks that the boss failed to explain. You were in some cases on your own, but confident enough to go ahead and take care of things as asked. If you ran into another coworker who seemed to think you were doing things wrongly, you may have ignored those comments since you had authority from a higher source. When Jesus says to us nowadays, "Go forth, proclaim the kingdom, offer words of healing, extend kindness wherever possible," you may run into associates on our earthly journey who challenge, ridicule, mock, harm, or make things miserable for you. You may be tempted to think, "This is too much trouble." But if grace is with you, you will realize that you have received the power and the authority to go forth and complete these kingdom tasks. You will call up the courage that Jesus gave his disciples in times of challenge and opposition. Your life will be focused so that daily burdens and extra stuff will not bog you down. You will continue to contribute to the kingdom without the dust of the adversarial culture, without allowing the burden of the towns of hate and violence to stop you. We will all go on without judgment and closed hearts, but with the power and authority of one who went on ahead and has shown us the way.